I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. This week, I want to take a look at sources. What is the difference between these two headlines? First, 10 easy moves you can do from home to get a J-Lo butt in just 5 minutes a week. Secondly, meta-analysis of the efficacy of the loaded hip extension for glute hypertrophy. I think it's pretty obvious that one sounds way more fun to read, even for me, but also the way they're written and the type of source material they use is important. I think critical reading is as important as a skill as critical thinking. If I help you all to make more informed choices as to where you get your information, will help you long after my lifespan as a Get Fit Guy, and that's really important to me. So the first thing is to say, the way things are written. We can always split any written or spoken word into 3 types. They're all types of what we call rhetoric. The Greek philosopher Aristotle was the first person to really define rhetoric. He said it is the faculty of observing, in any given case, the available means of persuasion. So the first thing is to note that I am also using rhetoric right now, because I'm persuading you through various methods each week and convincing you of my arguments. Now, the 3 types of rhetoric are ethos, pathos, and logos. Now, ethos is an appeal to credibility. I've already used ethos in this podcast by mentioning Aristotle. Anytime we see a situation where there's a doctor or a celebrity or a well-known academic said something related to a topic, then we're looking at ethos. It's super common and the sole reason that companies hire celebrity endorsers. Now, the problem with ethos is that actually places us into a paradoxical situation. That being that an argument could be considered to be invalid if it is fallacious. One of the most common fallacies is the voice from authority fallacy. This fallacy contends that it's illogical to believe something is true simply because an authority claimed it to be so. And we see this issue in academic writing also, where we have sources cited to reinforce validity, but this could be fallacious because of the voice from authority. Next up, we have pathos. This is an appeal to emotion. Think about those television advertisements for charities. Maybe a dog charity, where they have sad-eyed dogs and a story of a dog that was abandoned and malnourished, but now look how happy and healthy it is after getting adopted. Now, we feel a certain emotion about this, and we may then be compelled to act in a certain way in response to that emotion. Finally, we have logos. Logos is where we see statistics, facts, and figures, such as 91% of Americans do this. right? So therefore you should too. 87% of dentists use Brand X of toothpaste. Now this would be a combination of both Ethos and Logo.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis, but Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Now, if you look at the two imaginary headlines I provided, ones which I just made up, we can see some rhetoric or imagine what rhetoric we're going to see in the articles. 10 easy moves you can do from home to get a JLo butt in just 5 minutes a week is ethos and pathos. We've got a mention of a celebrity. It's not stated that this is the exact workout she uses, but it's implied. And there's also an appeal to emotion because, hey, it's really easy and will take you very little time. So this creates a feeling that we can achieve something without too much hardship involved. And if you look at the other headline, meta-analysis of the efficacy of the loaded hip extension for glute hypertrophy, it's just telling us a fact. It's a meta-analysis and it's about the ability of an exercise to enlarge a muscle. Logos. Facts. So we now know that one article is a fallacious paradox, which is going to appeal to or manipulate my emotions, and the other is going to contain facts about the ability of an exercise to have an effect. Which one would be a more useful read? Unless you haven't actually listened to any of the words up until this point, the answer is clear. However, we continually see glossy magazines and Instagram reels outperform science. Why? Well, it's purely because ethos and pathos are highly manipulative. Logos is just purely factual. Ethos is manipulating you by using a personal connection to a brand via a celebrity or other authoritative persona that you may trust. Pathos is all about emotions. The color scheme, the music choice, the message of an advertisement, article, or even a political rally are all carefully selected to invoke a desired response. So in non-academic settings, logos is much less appealing and connects to much fewer people. The only way to change this is to recognize which of the three are being used on you and then choosing the sources of your information really carefully. Which brings me to the hierarchy of sources. So In terms of evidence, we have to be able to make deductive arguments rather than inductive arguments. We often see inductive argumentation with less reputable sources. An inductive argument is a broad generalization which could come from a specific fact. Here's one for you. On a recent trip to Alabama, I saw all the men had mullets. Therefore, all men from Alabama have mullets. So a specific experience which was true, but then I've drawn out and applied it across a huge population. Now, when we read or hear this argument, it sounds completely ludicrous. It is. But we see inductive arguments in mass media all the time. So we want to look at evidence in articles that have already been checked for this kind of thing. That means they've been reviewed by experts in the field. We call this peer review. The next thing is we want our evidence to have currency. And that simply means that it's still valid and current. So, for example, at one time, Claudius Ptolemy, the mathematician, had evidence that the Earth was the center of the cosmos. It wasn't for another 1,300 years, against great resistance, that Copernicus and Newton, amongst others, were able to show that that was not the case. So, whilst 1900 years ago, Ptolemy's studies on the cosmos had currency, they no longer do. Now, in fitness training, we have a much shorter time frame of studies, but we can definitely say that a 2021 study has greater currency than a 1908 study. And finally, we want to have a look at the sample size. So if I was to perform a study in my home, which consists of myself and my dog Maverick, on the best kind of frisbee to throw into the wind, it's not going to have much weight compared to a study done by aeronautical engineers in a wind tunnel, modeling the aerodynamics of 700 different shapes of frisbee. So sample size is very important also. Generally speaking, we see the three conditions above being fulfilled in academic studies. That is that it's peer-reviewed, it's current, therefore relevant, and of a sample size that has statistical weight. Moving down from that, we then have government-backed studies. These are generally conducted by think tanks, scientists, or experts in the field, but can be biased. They're also not peer-reviewed. Next down the list is anything which is from a charity. They normally have a lot of information, logos, links to studies, but again, they rely highly on donations or entirely on donations and are therefore going to be pathos heavy and really pull on your emotions. Below that, we have the more reputable media sources down to less reputable media, and finally social media or a blog. If you're reading online, the highest form will generally be a web page which ends with .ac. That's an academic institution. Then a .gov, a .org, and at the very low end, we'd be looking at a .com. Now, this wasn't really a huge amount of specific fitness advice this week, but hopefully it was something that you can learn to apply to your own fitness reading out there in the real world. Because like I've said before, I want to pass on some hard skills so that everyone can make informed choices and not just look to me or anyone else for an easy answer. Empowering everyone is always a much better goal. As always, thanks for listening. If you have a question or just want to say hi, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Unless it's to send me crazy stuff about 5G, okay? Please stop. And you too could be featured on the show, again, unless it's crazy stuff about 5G. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, unless your friends are maniacs that believe in 5G causing damage. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, and our new director of podcasts, Brennan Getches. Nailed it this week. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail, 510-353-3104, or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis. Felt like I was trapped between a rock and a hard place. Then I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.